morning. Today is Thursday, January the 31st. That month is almost gone already. Joining us this morning, speaking of, well, I was going to say there's one day left and then make a reference to left, but I won't because I didn't. So I shan't. Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Of course, he's traveling incognito today. He's going by the name Columbia.
All right. Uh-huh. So we don't have viewers. So
good thing, huh? We wouldn't have viewers if we had video.
Your statement, not mine.
Yeah, well, okay. I confirm, and you too. All right. Our why do they say it this morning? Cold blood. What is the reason a premeditated deed is said to have been done in cold blood?
I believe last time we were here, I spoke in circles trying to make up an answer, and I won't even try with this one.
Well, this one you might be able to come up with.
I have had some homicide investigation classes, and you would think maybe that might come up or be involved in there somehow, but I don't know, and I'm curious to know what the answer to that is.
It was once believed that the temperature of the blood varied. When the blood became hot, a person became emotional or hot-headed. When the blood was cold, reason held sway. There you go. I thought you had a shot at that one.
It was one of the ones you've read that I actually was interested in right away when you said it. So
one of the few. Okay, I got it. Yeah, okay.
I didn't tune out right away.
So are we going to talk about the Super Bowl and the conference games?
Absolutely not. I have some broken furniture at the house and
It's
a couple holes in the wall from some anger
issues. I read
a
couple articles earlier this morning about that the New Orleans area is going to have anti-Super Bowl parties. Dollar beers.
It's been discussed around
events,
our house as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So nobody's a Ram fan, huh?
No,
that's
not
still,
my,
that's
not
still living
house.
Inside the house.
Not
yeah.
In our house, no. No, it was devastating, but, what are you going to do? The city's handled it pretty well at this point, and I think they do the right thing by ignoring the Super Bowl and having a crawfish boil or cook up some gator.
So you're going to be doing that for folks that also feel similarly in Humboldt County?
I was going to, but for those that can't see, I had some surgery done to my left hand, and I'm having problems lifting,
shelling,
using it. I would have a little more difficulty working on the crawfish.
And nobody really likes you that much to be able to help.
No. I do all the work. But maybe a little Mardi Gras celebration here coming up soon. So
there you go. You should be up and running by then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday, there was an announcement from last week that we're starting to get some of the slides in the area, a little debris on the road, things of that nature. Certainly with the windstorms, we've had that also with a little bit of the rain, but now the mud is starting to move.
Yes.
If somebody comes upon that, at what point do they call you guys? At what point do they call Caltrans? What do they do if they see stuff on the road?
911, and that's going to get you to both places. You'll get our dispatcher most likely. If you're in a rural area, that 911 call will go to CHP dispatch, and then they will disseminate that to Caltrans as well. So between the two of us, we work together to help resolve those issues, make it safe for the drivers, and Caltrans, of course, to get the road clear and help. There is all likelihood we'll have some more slides here before the end of this winter.
Well, in theory, there may be some snow over the passes and some things like that, but I would think the weather-related items are probably a little bit more anticipated. So they have the rigs going out. So if a rock is in the middle of the road, you see the snow guys or the snow plows going back and forth. It'd probably be handled anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they have different workers that are assigned to more of the remote areas. So some of their job is to just get up each day, even on a day like today where it's not necessarily snowing and raining. They're still
Let's
in the
say
area.
Beautifully sunny because tomorrow's supposed to be rainy and working toward a high.
Right.
Monday is supposed to be a high of 43. And I know we can't complain.
Look, right.
But, it's still 43 is a high here. That's a little different dynamic than what we're going to experience today.
Yeah. It, in perspective, it will be a very cold
It'll be a brisk day for us, yeah.
Right, yeah. I saw pictures and video from the East Coast this morning watching the Weather Channel before I left, and it was some devastating but some really beautiful ice work from some frozen fountains. It's kind of neat.
When we get into those extremes, how do you guys handle that?
Well,
North Coast extreme, not...
Yeah. No. Well, you know, my first winter here, which was a little over 10 years ago, that was a year we had some pretty low snow, right? We had chain control going at our Blue Lake Skell, so just east of Blue Lake at the Skell House there. There was a good foot of snow on the ground right there, and we had to shut down traffic at that point. So it's not unheard of to have some extreme weather. I'm doing air quotes, which no one can see but me and you.
I heard the whoosh.
Yeah. I didn't get a good air quote with my left hand because my fingers aren't cooperating.
It was more of a semicolon. Yeah.
Right. You know, we have gear that we have different uniforms that we're allowed to wear. And in extreme cold weather, we have cold weather suits and hats to stay warm. Yeah.
The ones that, you know, the... Michelin Man, the blue Michelin Man?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Some of them are more insulated than others. So, we also carry chains with us in our car so we can get to, say, someone does get caught in a snow area that maybe somebody else, they can't get out of. It can at least get to them and get them out.
That's what I was going to ask you. What about the guys and gals that are in there and can't get out? Is that worth a 911 also?
Right. That's where we go into some of the things we talk about in the past about being prepared when you go out.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the Swamp Division of the California Highway Patrol. Paul, the concept of wintertime and road challenges. I know Public Works is out there, Caltrans is out there, local law enforcement is out there, Sheriff, you guys are all out there. What other things pop in this time of the year other than weather-related? Do you see any spike in anything or decline in anything that leads to more professional interaction with the community?
You know, some of the tourism coming through, travelers passing through that aren't familiar with the area can create some problems. Even this time of the year. You know, once we start getting closer towards the end of spring or beginning of summer, whenever the graduations start, you know, the visitors for that time of year obviously increase a little more. But there are still the holiday travelers. I believe there we see a little bit of people trying to get away from, you know, the mountain snow and the super cold temperatures maybe east of us, come over to the coast where it is a little bit warmer and more moderate and temperate. But when they're unfamiliar with the roadways and the conditions that we could have when, like we're talking before about road slides and not being familiar with the road that possibly has a high occurrence of that, I've seen a little bit of road degradation as well, which is not on anyone's fault for lack of maintenance or anything, but there's a couple of, I think, pretty well maintained areas of road that have some major potholes right now, which I just hit one a couple days ago. Why that kind of popped into my head. So being mindful of that, keeping an eye on your vehicle as far as maintenance. If you hit one, check it out, and you know, damage a rim, end up with a flat tire,
or worse.
Right.
Yeah. with that event this weekend that you're not going to be paying attention to, people who are paying attention to it, I've heard that violence goes up Super Bowl Sunday. There's just, you know, if your team or the team that you're wagering on doesn't turn out the way that you were hoping it to, or you get into some kind of an altercation with folks, or there's something going on, you know, people come out and they're a little ramped up or a little ripped, you know, depending on, you know, what the how the afternoon progresses.
Right.
Do you guys, I know it's not a maximum enforcement weekend, that would be kind of goofy, but do you put extra folks on because of that somewhere around 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday of Super Bowl weekend?
It is absolutely a focus for the Highway Patrol when it comes to alcohol, and you mix a sporting event, a major sporting event of this level, and alcohol, it's a party time. People, and it can be a lot of fun, especially if your teams are involved, which mine isn't this year. It really can, you know, be a lot of fun, but becomes dangerous on the roads when you have irresponsible drivers that are out drinking and driving. So we don't have a maximum enforcement period this weekend, but we do take into account the fact that we'll be a heavier use of alcohol during the day, Sunday, and especially at night, making sure that we're staffed. And if we have extra bodies or some overtime, which we do get grant enforcement money for enforcement, such as DUI overtime, or we have like some rural area grant money to cover outreaches of 96 and 36. Those types of things we try to plan accordingly and use that at the right time. So this Sunday would be one of those times that you just may see a couple more officers out on the road.
I gotta love you, man. 3-minute response to an answer that could have been, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which... it's not a bad thing.
Burning up some of the airwaves.
Time. Yes, exactly. Yes. Giving us the insight, the professional insight and awareness.
It's not an official maximum enforcement period, but you may see more officers on the road.
Which would make sense. I mean,
right. And it's not just about the DUI drivers, but the collisions that occur from those and being able to respond quickly and be there. We do live in a stretched out rural area where it could take time to get from A to B.
And the fact that it will be wet.
Yes, this is going to be a wet weekend. So all that combined, it will probably keep us busy.
Hey, man, you don't have to hedge around here. Yeah, you're going to be busy.
I'll be issuing more press releases maybe on Monday
morning.
Yeah,
there you go. Great. Yeah. Hunt and peck.
Right. One-handed typing. Yeah. I already pretty much do that anyway. So.
Yeah, you know, at least you'll get a reply from one person.
Yeah. I do get some colorful responses from you at times. So
good.
Enjoy the back and forth.
The wittiness of it all. Yeah. Believe it or not, folks, it doesn't just happen here 1 hour a day. Or maybe it does happen other times and it doesn't happen here.
Now, do you keep a book of sayings next to your computer where you can come up with witty things to throw in your emails, or is that off the cuff?
That's more purging out of my systems, out of my
brain.
Very well. Oh. Have you seen anything, Paul, that is associated with traffic counts? Are there just a lot more people that are on the roads also after Super Bowl? I mean, there's got to be, you know, what, 50 years of history. There's got to be some kind of an indicator, I would think.
We haven't conducted a study. I'm sure there are agencies, groups, maybe even Caltrans that does. But just from my own personal experience being on the road, it increases quite a bit. It does.
So if you want to do shopping, shop during the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Tips all over the place. It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. He's the public information officer, which I guess is long for PR.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Paul, since last we got together, there was that sad situation at the base of Humboldt Hill, where
yes.
the... Because he's younger, the kid was driving, doing what you would normally do, merging northbound, look over your left shoulder to see where things are, you know, look straight, look left, and when he looked back, there's somebody in front of him in the traffic lane. Has there been any further determination of what happened there and why?
Because the investigation is still ongoing and the report has been finalized, I can't really talk about it because there's always a chance when it's said and done, the officer could recommend charges. And in this case, it hasn't been completed and really couldn't, I guess, speak further as to the entire situation. But what we can't talk about, and we're working on putting together statistics for specifically that area and maybe some other statistics related to pedestrians, but it's kind of hard to cull those from our system the way it's set up, so we're having to do it kind of by hand. So it's taking a little bit of time, but to get numbers for collisions involving pedestrians, just fatal collisions overall. But when it comes to pedestrians, that area, the south of Eureka, you know, there's no alternate route between Humboldt Hill and the south end of Eureka. The highway is the roadway through there, and the vehicle code does open up the in allowing pedestrians to get from point A to B in a situation where there's no alternate route.
So that's
now doesn't
that's
say
different
it can be
than
in the roadway,
right,
but
right, that's different than what you experience out in Arcata with people walking across the highway there,
right,
or along the highway or whatever you want to call it, the trail that is now going from Bayside cutoff into Arcata. Does that then preclude people from being able to walk on the highway through that area because there is a trail in close proximity?
Technically, no, because it is not a freeway. That's highway because it doesn't have a controlled on and off ramps. And you know, we could discuss a little bit more at length if we needed to. But essentially, if it's not a controlled on and off ramps, it would just be a highway, which allows pedestrian bicycle traffic. The freeway, once you get up outside of the safety corridor and you enter a freeway section, you have controlled on and off ramps. That technically is a violation for pedestrian to be out in that area. Should be using alternate route to travel through the area.
It's interesting, isn't it, with all the attention with this path between Eureka and Arcata, that there hasn't been, as far as I'm aware, any discussion about the spots where, I mean, what does this happen, 2-3 times a year? Somebody gets hit walking along the highway between, I guess, Herrick and Humboldt Hill? Which is stunning to me that there's that much that there's that much walking going on.
Right.
You know, in the middle of the night along a highway in an unlit area.
Right.
It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I can't speak to as why there is so much through there other than the fact that maybe just not having a vehicle to travel back and forth between there. I don't know if there's, you know, encampments or anything of that nature in that area south of Eureka that maybe add to that. I think the real issues that we're seeing is, just off the top of my head, I know at least a couple of the pedestrian-involved fatalities that we had were dressed in all black clothing or dark clothing, and they were in the roadway.
Were you able to determine it? Was that a fashion statement, or was that somebody trying not to be seen? Not suicide by car, but not to be seen if they were doing other things.
That's a good question. One that we're not able to ask, and that's one reason some of these investigations could take so long is because of the lack of the ability to communicate with the deceased person. More often than not, are situations that we have, the pedestrians that we're finding that have been hit are detached from other family and friends, and it takes a little more work to find the person or persons that may have been with them most recently that can shed some light on what was going on. So we do put the follow-up into that, and we have a couple of investigators in our office, and one in particular that is very good at what he does and figuring these things out and digging into them. So he's working hard on this last one for sure.
So how much time is put into something like that to investigate it? I mean, obviously everybody wants to know everything, you know, they have all that information, but how do you determine how much is enough? I mean, unless there's a criminal element involved, negligence, vehicular homicide, something like that, I would think that you do what you can, but a six-month investigation may not be warranted.
Well, no. The first week, I would say, is probably the most in-depth, and that's when, you know, everything is fresh. Any follow-up investigation after that usually leads from just phone calls, maybe someone calling in with information later, but at the beginning, there's a lot of manpower and hours that go into it because there are a number of people working together. As it dwindles down, the investigating officer and maybe the other officer we have that is a little more experienced in investigations helping out, those two together, I would say probably spend a good 6 to 8 hours out of a 9-hour shift doing the work on these things. That's outside of handling the other calls that they have to continue to handle during the work shift. So we try to do as much as we can in the early beginnings of the investigation to get all that, make a determination.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. So last Wednesday night, you had a chance to be kind of a celebrity superstar. I mean, that's two weeks. I mean, you know, if I didn't know you, I'd think your head was swelling a little bit here.
Starting to get recognized in the grocery store.
Yeah. Do you have to duck when they throw the tomatoes?
I'm gonna have to change my look and grow my hair back out.
Yeah, right.
So if you've seen me on the news, you know that's not likely, impossible.
Don't worry. Yeah. What takeaways did you have from the meeting in the McKinleyville last week?
Yeah, it was very informative. You know, for one, I live in McKinleyville, and I learned some about my community in itself there. But there was a State of McKinleyville forum last week, and one of the biggest things that came up on our part in being able to discuss was talking about, I guess really our ability and the response times and the what to expect and to kind of help inform the community. So the example that we used and was the sheriff's department having several deputies on duty at one time in McKinleyville. And although they do respond to outlying areas and cover the north end, similarly, we have one officer that would cover from essentially Giantoli north to the Del Norte County line, and either side of that, east and west, you know, to the coast.
So once I see him next hour, headed north, I can relax after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oops. Unless you're trailing me. Yeah.
But there's always someone else around the corner waiting for you, so watch out.
Well, I think that's part of the whole reason why everybody's coloring the same way now, with the black and white, so that it doesn't matter if it's CHP or anybody else, it's another impression And we kind of get used to that subliminal black and white instead of green and white. Well, geez, yeah. maybe that's the citizens on patrol. Yeah, I don't have to worry about them. Or, you know, if you get the parks guys to go black and white also, it'd seem like you guys were all over the place.
Looks like there's cops everywhere.
Compliance.
Well, and then you have the old run-out cars, too, that people buy, and it looks like there's another cop car coming at you.
Yeah, it looks like the Blues Brothers on the road. Give me a break.
Right? The old Crown Vicks, God bless them. I miss those cars. But it was a very good discussion with the community, and I think they found it informative talking about getting an insight as to why we're not able to respond immediately sometimes, and it could be a long drive for the officer to get from point A to B.
Yeah, it's just all part of the drip, 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 huh?
It is. We do our best, and we do respond and take every call seriously, and it is heard, and we will get there.
Well, hopefully your team will win this weekend. Or the team that you want to win this weekend will win. How's that?
Team Kraft.
Yeah. See you everybody tomorrow.